All right. Welcome, everybody, to the Vegan Body Revolution. This is Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, and today I've got a very special guest on the line. Listen, anybody who's looking to lose weight, lose body fat, and most importantly, look freaking ripped out of your mind. I'm talking diesel times 10. Then you're going to want to listen to this show today because I have on the line a vegan fitness icon, Frank Medrano, who his story is he went vegan and now he's got one of the most sickest, it's not even a six pack that he sports. It's like an eight pack 24/7. And the man, he's able to do feats of strength that almost defies gravity. You've got to check out his videos when you get the chance. And I'm going to share all that information with you at the very end of this call, so I won't leave you hanging. But without further ado, we're going to be talking about fat loss today. More importantly, rapid fat loss and how to get a six-pack than no other than Frank Medrano on a 100% vegan diet. Frank, how you doing today, my brother?
How's it going, brother? Doing good.
Well, it's great to have you on this call today. And so we're gonna give everything we possibly can to our audience. I mean, they are dying to know, how do you pull off getting a six pack? You've got a six pack that a lot of guys who are on steroids eating meat that compete at the highest level of competition, they would just die and go to heaven if they could achieve the type of leanness that you've been able to achieve on a vegan diet. So we're going to talk about that today. So let's give everything you've got to help in our audience learn how to do the exact same thing. So I'm going to pose the question to you right now. How do you lose fat fast on a vegan diet, Frank?
Well, what really helps me is when I transition from a meat eating diet into a vegan diet, I had to do a little research to find out what foods am I going to be able to replace the meats, the lean cuts of meats, and, you know, where am I going to get my carb sources. So pretty much what the bulk of my fat burning fuel would be a lot of vegetables like spinach, kale, broccoli, some nuts like walnuts, almonds, sweet potatoes. And obviously, in order to get ripped, you still need to do some cardio. So I do cardio, and I do it pretty hard. So hard cardio combined with a lot of fruits and vegetables, more so the vegetables to get that really ripped and shredded look is what I go by. So definitely a lot of spinach, a lot of broccoli, my main sources of protein.
Now, do you eat those raw or cooked or both?
I do both. I do them raw sometimes, and sometimes I cook it. You know, so a lot of vegetables like that, you know, like spinach, broccoli, kale, a lot of smoothies with those ingredients, a lot of those plant foods. Now, I do supplement with protein. I do take some Warrior protein, so I do that for my post-workout, which is the Warrior blend. I'll do one scoop of that with my shake smoothie, per se. So a scoop of the Warrior blend along with my spinach and my kale and a few berries like blueberries, strawberries, a banana. So that's pretty much what I do for my post-workout and
let's set up a typical day for you. Let's set up a typical day. So you wake up in the morning. All right. Pretend you're in your fat shredding mode. You wake up in the morning. What's the first meal you have?
Okay. Typical day. For example, I'll go through a meal day. I'll wake up, you know, I'll have some oatmeal. I'll throw in some raisins and I'll slice a banana or two in it. That's my breakfast. That's usually my breakfast. Sometimes I'll alternate and I'll have something else. But, you know, for a day's sake of example, that's what I'll do.
Okay, so that's meal one. Oatmeal, raisins, banana. Now, do you have any coffee? Do you have anything else to drink with that? Do you have protein powder or do any other supplements or vitamins?
No. That's all I have. That's pretty much my breakfast. Not every day, but for the most part.
For the most part.
That's an example. That's an example of my breakfast that I do almost all the time.
And
Sometimes I'll change it up.
how much oatmeal do you have?
Well, for me, depending on the person, everyone's different. Everyone has different bodies. Everyone has different metabolisms, the way they're working. I do two
Sure.
cups. I'll do two cups,
Is
and
that
I'll
cooked
do
or uncooked?
cooked.
All right,
I'll
so
do two cups cooked.
after it's cooked, it comes out to be 2 cups.
Yes.
Okay, got it. So 2 cups of oatmeal, what, a handful of raisins and
A handful of
one
raisins.
whole banana.
I'll do a whole banana. Sometimes I'll do two, depending how I wake up. I wake up hungry or whatever, but I'll do a banana or two. That's meal one. And I usually go to work in the morning, so I'll
And
go to
what kind, by
work.
the way, what kind of oatmeal do you have?
I'll have all natural oatmeal, so I'll just have Quaker oats, original, no sugar added, just plain oats,
Oh, cool. Okay,
old
got it.
fashioned oats.
Because there's like, there's the steel cut kind, there's like the uncut kind that you got to freaking cook for about like an hour before it turns into oatmeal. And then there's the all
Yeah, I
natural
mean,
Quaker, which is a little
yeah.
faster.
Still faster, it's more convenient. I mean, occasionally, I don't get that one all the time, but I mean, occasionally I'll mix it up and I'll do the steel cut oats and I'll do a different one. But for the most part, it's pretty much always a Quaker oats. That would be meal one. So I would go to work and I'll have a first break. My first break, I'll have a natural granola bar and I'll have an apple. That'll just be a snack, and that's, I don't know if you want to consider that a meal, but that's a snack.
Oh yeah,
And
totally,
meal
totally.
two,
So meal two is a natural granola bar and an apple.
an apple. And for lunch, like I said, everyone's different. Me personally, for the most part, almost maybe like 80% of the time, my lunch is peanut butter and jelly sandwich, natural peanut butter. Just a hint of organic jam with very few sugar. It's all natural jam, what I buy, and the peanut butter is natural as well. So the ingredients are just nuts. I mean, I'm just peanuts. Sometimes it's almond butter, but I'll use that, and I'll use the Ezekiel bread, and I'll have that, and as well as I'll mix in some walnuts and some raisins
So just
on the
kind of have
side.
that on the side. Okay, so walnuts and raisins.
I'll have that on the side, and I'll have another apple. I'll have another apple, and that's meal two.
So that's okay, so that's
So
like your lunch.
that's pretty much my lunch. That's
Excellent.
when I work. That's when I work. And on my off days, I'll spoil myself more. I'll be able to cook, and I'll have something like quinoa, some lentils, spinach, and some various vegetables on the side. For a third snack, while that works still, I'll have another banana, and I'll have another natural granola bar. Right after that, maybe
So
a
a
few
banana.
short.
So this
How
time
is
you'll have
that?
a banana and another natural granola.
Yeah, and that's kind of also my pre-workout meal, because shortly after that I get off work and I'll go to work. So shortly after that I'll go to work, and I'm sorry, I'll go work out, and I'll have my workout, and then right after my workout, right immediately after, I'll have a my post-workout shake, which is a scoop of Sun Warrior protein, the Warrior blend, and I'll put in some spinach, kale, and various berries like blueberries, strawberries, and banana. And that's almost all the time. That's my post-workout shake, what I do.
Cool. So this is so you got Sun Warrior Warrior Blend. Let me just summarize what you just said. Sun Warrior Warrior Blend, a handful of a mixture of fruits. Now, are these frozen or are these fresh, the fruits?
For the most part, they are frozen. But I mean, I do buy organic. They're organic frozen blueberries or whatever berries I get. I always want to get organic. So for the most part, they are frozen. Occasionally, if I'm able to get fresh produce, and I'll go and I'll use that instead. But for the most part, it's almost always frozen. But again, it's always organic if I do buy frozen.
Excellent. And then what do you mix it in? Just water?
I'll just mix it in with water, or I'll put in some almond milk or soy milk. But it's for the most part, it's just water. Sometimes I'll just throw in some almond milk or soy milk if it's readily available. I'll do that. Mm-hmm. And that's my post-workout shake. Maybe I would say about half an hour to 45 minutes, I'll have my post-workout meal. And that meal is almost always the same, because right after my workout, I'm hungry and I want to eat what I really like. And what I enjoy personally is a plate that's usually high in lentils, either lentils or black beans or some kind of beans. I'll have either brown rice or quinoa. And I'll have maybe like a whole avocado sliced in, and I'll either have spinach or broccoli with that. And that's usually a very big plate.
And that's your, very big plate. So this is like after your workout, right? This is after, so 30, 45 after minutes, you've got your Sun Warrior protein shake, and then what, maybe another hour or two after that, you have your dinner?
About 2 hours after I'll have my dinner.
2 hours. And then that's where you have the big plate of lentils and beans.
Scratch that. Actually, after my post-workout shake, maybe 30 minutes or 45 minutes we're talking.
Oh, this is, okay, so it's you're having your shake and this giant plate of beans and lentils.
Yeah, well, actually not together. I kind of time it where it's like, I literally have my shake like almost immediately after my workout.
Okay.
So after I finish that shake, I would wait maybe about 45 minutes, and then that's my post-workout meal, which is that really big plate.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. So then meals. So see, what I'm doing is I'm writing down is everything that you eat is a different meal. So essentially, even your snacks. So essentially, we're all the way up to meal number 6 for you right now. So this is the 6th separate meal. Let's consider your protein shake as one meal, and then you'll eat again 30 to 45 minutes after you've consumed that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Now I've got, so you're already eating 6 times so far today. That's a lot of frequency. That's good for people to know. So 30 to 45 minutes after meal 5 is when you have the giant plate of lentils and beans.
Lentils, beans, quinoa or brown rice, and either spinach or broccoli. And you could throw in the little variety of different stuff that you put in it. But for me personally, I mean, I never get tired of those foods specifically, especially after a workout. And avocado, I mean, to me, that's a real treat, and I look forward to it, and it's a big meal. And I work hard in the gym to earn it, and it's good at muscle building. I mean, those foods are really good as far as helping you recover. You know, the spinach, either the spinach or the broccoli, the lentils, high in fiber, the beans, quinoa, avocado, healthy fats. So I always eat those post-workout meal. And, it always varies as far as, like, a combination of those ingredients, but it's always those ingredients, and it's always a big plate.
That's awesome. And so how do you make that taste good? Because the lentils sounds pretty bland. I mean, yeah, it's like just by the lentils and beans and the quinoa, it sounds bland, because I've had that before.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends how you cook it. I mean, I know some people, they don't really like lentils for that reason, but I mean, I like lentils because, I mean, the way I cook it, I mean, I put in some onions and some tomatoes, and with that alone, it adds some flavor while I cook it. I add those ingredients while they're being cooked, lentils. And to me, I mean, I like the flavor that it gives.
Well, there you go. See, now you're – okay, so that's good to know. Because this is the thing. You know, there's a lot of people out there that want to do this, but then when they get the idea in their head that, well, you know, every day you're going to have to eat a plate of beans, lentils with quinoa and brown rice with spinach and broccoli, a lot of people are just imagining that just by itself. That means there's nothing else that you're putting in there to flavor it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, if you cook the lentils with, like I said, with tomatoes and onions and throw in a little bit of garlic in there too. I mean, to me, I mean it adds a lot of flavor to it,
Well,
and it
that's
tastes
really
really good.
helpful. That's key. I
Yeah,
think that actually sounds good. You throw some onions, throw some tomatoes in there. Just could put
and
it
a
all
little
in the
bit of
pot
garlic.
and a little bit of
Yeah,
garlic.
and let it
Yeah.
cook there. Yeah, a
See,
little
that
bit of
sounds good
garlic,
to me.
and it tastes really good.
That
Yeah.
doesn't sound bland at all. That sounds really good.
Yeah. And that's that meal.
Well, that concludes part one of my interview with Frank Medrano, Mr. Six-Pack himself. For those of you who want to learn how to create the most insane six-pack on a 100% vegan plant-based diet without eating any animal products, then you have to stay tuned for the next podcast where Frank shares the rest of his nutrition program that he used to create the most insane six-pack I've ever seen using a 100% plant-based vegan diet. This is Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, and I'll catch you on the next podcast.